Hello, Katambay. Kumusta? Kumusta ka na dun sa mga pangarap mo? Nandoon ka na ba? Naabot mo na ba? Naganap na ba? Now, if your struggle is wala pa rin eh. Hindi pa rin malinaw eh kung kailan maaabot. Hirap na hirap ka pa rin and even hindi ka pa rin nakapagsisimula para dyan sa mga pangarap mo. Then, Katambay, there's this one thing that you're missing, why you're still not there in your dreams. At ano ito? Yan ang pag-uusapan natin dito sa ating tambayan. Ready ka na? Let's do this, Katambay. Hello mga Katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a feast builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Katambay, the reason why you're not yet there sa mga pangarap mo, why you're not yet successful, why you're not yet the person that you want to be, why patapos na at taong 2023 and yet yung New Year's resolution mo ay parang hindi mo pa rin nauumpisahan or ang layo-layo mo pa rin dito ay dahil dito sa rason na ito. And what is this? Wala kang self-discipline. That's the one that's lacking. Yan ang missing. Self-discipline. Can you say that? Self-discipline. Huwag ka nang magrason, huwag na tapo tayong mag-excuse, aminin na lang natin. Ako, I admit it, that there are areas, a lot of areas that nagkukulang ako sa self-discipline. Mamaya, kikwento ko yan. Nag-struggle tayong bigyan ng disiplina ang ating sarili. Now, as we begin, as we talk about self-discipline, ano ba ito? What's the meaning, the definition of self-discipline? So, nag-research po ako, coming from different sources. ChatGPT defined self-discipline as the ability to control one's impulses, emotions, desires, and behavior in order to achieve long-term goals, resist temptations, and maintain focus. It involves making consistent and conscious choices to stay on track and adhere to a particular set of standards or rules. Ang ganda. At actually, napakalinaw. Ito yung feeling ko best definition sa lahat ng ni-research ko, no? Dahil klarong-klaro yung pagbibigay niyang meaning kung ano ang self-discipline, okay? Pero tuloy pa natin. I researched and got some more definition from 4 different dictionaries. First, from Cambridge Dictionary. Self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do things when you should, even if you do not want to do them. O, diba? From dictionary.com naman. Discipline and training of oneself, usually for improvement. Okay? From Oxford Dictionary, it is the ability to control one's feelings and overcome one's weaknesses, the ability to pursue what one thinks is right despite temptations to abandon it. Okay? Ang ganda rin nung definition na yun. And last, from Merriam-Webster, it is the ability to make yourself do things that should be done. Now, with all these definitions that I shared sa inyo, ano ang common sa mga ito? Ano yung napansin ninyo na parang, oy, lahat merong ganitong word? Merong ganito sa definition nila? Alam nyo ako, I got 3 things na common sa lahat ng definition na ito. Number 1, controlling yourself. Napansin nyo? Sa definition ng self-discipline, laging nandoon yung controlling yourself. And second, ang isang na-observe ko is goals. Merong goal, no? So, kailangan ng self-discipline kapag merong kang pangarap. Merong kang dreams or goals, okay? And number three, napansin nyo rin ba na merong development, self-development or self-improvement, okay? So, when you talk about self-discipline, it leads to development. It aspires improvement. Now, with that, ito naman po ang personal definition ko ng self-discipline. It is controlling yourself to get to your goals. Ganun lang po kasimple ang definition ko ng self-discipline. Para lang, alam mo yun, mag-grasp kagad natin, ano ba ito? Maintindihan kagad natin, bakit ko ba kailangan to? Bakit sinasabi ni Coach Lep na ito yung missing para maabot ko na talaga yung mga pangarap ko? Alright? So, pag-uusapan pa natin yan. Maraming episodes I'm going to dedicate para sa usapang self-discipline. But today, may mga nilatag akong discussion, sharings as well, inputs that I hope, no? Pakinggan mo and nawa matuto tayo. Alright? Now, as we talk about having self-discipline, it means, alam mo yon, choosing what is good and going through the process that will take you to your desired goals. Yun yung pinaka-intindi ko with regard to having self-discipline. Okay? Yung pipiliin mo, okay, kung ano yung tama and may proseso kang dapat gawin, dapat pagdaanan para umabot ka dun sa mga pangarap mo. Keywords here are choosing. Choosing. So you have the power to choose. Yun yung maganda rito. You have the power to choose and you can control that. Okay? To do it or not to do it. So it's up to you. Nagagets mo na kung bakit sometimes talagang hindi tayo maabot sa ating mga pangarap. Kasi nga we have the power, the control to choose to do it. Gagawin ko? Or hindi na lang? Wag na lang. Depende na yan, naniniwala ako, nakadepende na yan sa purpose mo. Kaya kailangan na you got this convincing why or else you won't be disciplined. Walang self-discipline. And itong mga purpose na ito, hindi po siya short term. Okay? Kaya nga, the other keyword is process. May proseso kang pagdadaanan. May proseso bago mo marating. Ang mga pangarap and self-discipline is actually accepting, embracing, and going through that process. Na kahit na ang daming temptations, ang daming obstacles, and ang daming challenges, you will still pursue it. You will still do it. Okay? Gagawin mo pa rin. Gagampanan mo pa rin. Alright? Now, I posted an inquiry sa aking Facebook, sa aking profile, no? You could search for me, Philip Roland Sumera, and you can follow me. And I just want to share some responses of my friends. Tinanong ko doon yung, ano ang personal definition mo ng self-discipline? Okay? Si Grace Rubis is a good friend. And she helps us a lot with regards to our podcast. Dito sa podcast ko, siya po talagang nag-e-edit, no? So, super thankful ako kay Grace. And you can follow her. She's doing good. Amazing, amazing podcaster. Check niyo po yung podcast niya, Love University. All about usapang pag-ibig. Ang daming, daming pulot. Ang daming lesson. So, do check her podcast. And sabi niya, it's doing the hard work now, which your future self will thank you for. Example, working out, building a career. Ang linaw, di ba? From John Patrick Kawile, si Jap, one of our amazing servant in the feast, and siya po yung kumanta, original na gumawa ng Binibining Marikit. Alright? Ang sabi niya, self-discipline really tested, is really tested when there's no one looking at your actions. Yep. From Apple Chico Galineto, doing the things necessary for me to grow even the ones I'm not comfortable with. Oh, wow. Galing, di ba? Or doing them especially at times when I don't feel like doing them. I agree. That's self-discipline. Something tawag dito, magkapareha sila ng thought na sinasabi ni Jap. Isa sa mga idol ko, and actually he's the one who influenced me na mag-podcast, Brother J. Paul Hernandez, one of our feast builder, and may feast po siya sa Green Hills. You could check him out. Sabi niya, discipline is greater than motivation. That's right. From Dena, self-discipline means keep showing up. Hindi na, napakasimple yung definition, pero totoo. From Jude Brequilio, consistency is the key. Yan. Nagkaka-idea na tayo kung ano nga ba talaga itong self-discipline. Okay? From Isa Ilagan, one of our amazing servant in the Feast Manila, head namin to sa media, sabi niya, it starts with accountability. Ayan na. Thank you, Isa. And from Brother Coy Diaz, our Feast Builder in Feast Milan, grabe, international, di ba? It is being committed, doing whatever it takes. I agree, no? Yan ang self-discipline, okay? Ikaw, Katambay, ano ang personal definition mo ng self-discipline? Can you share your answer? Dito sa Spotify, may question po akong pinost. Hanapin mo lang, scroll mo lang, makikita mo yung question, and type it there, put it there, so that I could also have an idea kung ano ang self-discipline para sa'yo. Okay? Now, Albert Hubbard said that self-discipline is the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel it or not, whether you like it or not. Ganda, di ba? Because that is self-discipline. It is telling yourself to do this kahit hindi mo siya gusto. But you know that you have to do it para unti-unti, it's going to be one step forward towards your dream. Listen, Katambay, ganito ha. We're not born with self-discipline. So we need to develop it and we need to strengthen it. Just like our muscles when we work out, right? Ganun din po ang ating self-discipline. Now, before I proceed, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Hey guys, Burns Okazi here. Thanks for tuning in to The Abundance Network. Just want to drop in and ask you something. Are you also that type of person who gets so scared and frustrated whenever your friends ask you why Catholics worship Mary and the saints and you just don't know how to answer? Have you ever wondered how to properly read and really understand the Bible as a Catholic? Wow, I know those are very, very interesting and deep geek out questions. So please join me in unboxing Catholicism as we discover the richness, truth, and beauty of our faith and learn to defend it clearly without being preachy. See you there!
All right. I encourage you to listen to them after you finish listening to this episode. I'm telling you, you will be blessed. Ngayon naman, let me share some factors that causes us to lack self-discipline. So okay, this is missing sa akin. Nasagot na natin kung ano yan. Pero ano naman yung causes? Bakit siya lacking sa akin? Ba't ako walang self-discipline? Here's number one, and popular po ito. Tamad. Katamaran. Laziness. Because at the end of the day, what we aspire is comfort, that sense of comfort. And when you talk about self-discipline, it requires effort. So it's going to take you out of your comfort zone. Hindi pwedeng komportable kasi may gagawin ka. And when gagawin ka, the body sometimes tends to be lazy. Lalo na kung hindi natin gusto itong gagawin natin. Agree? Diba? Kaya we tend to be lazy na lang. We tend na wag na lang. We tend na ayaw na lang. Again, diba sabi ko kanina, it is a choice to do it or not to do it. So it's up to you. pagdating naman sa huli, walang ibang masisisi kung hindi ikaw lang din. Dahil mas pinili mong maging tamad. Katamaran. Aray ko, no? Kanina pa ba tinatamaan? Number one pa lang tayo. Okay? I'm sharing these causes para magkaroon tayo ng awareness. Makita natin yung ating sarili. Baka kasi yun yung nangyayari sa atin ngayon. And it's good that we could identify it. Okay? Let's move on. Number two, another cause. Bakit missing ang self-discipline sa atin is, well, negative environment. If ang nasa paligid mo are people that lack self-discipline, well, ang tendency niyan, they would influence you. Kaya naman here in this podcast, I always encourage you, Katambay, to look for your tribe, to look for your circle. Di baling konti yan. Basta as long as you know that these people could really inspire you and influence you to be better. That's the goal. Para kung anong culture nila, anong attitude nila, anong habits nila, ay mahahawa ka, ay mai-inspire ka, ay mai-influensyahan ka at magkaka-idea ka kung anong dapat mong gawin. So if your environment is negative, ang tendency, you will also be negative. Alright? Another cause. Third, there's a lot of distractions and there's a lot of temptations. Okay? Na hindi ka handa sa mga distractions na ito at hindi ka rin strong enough sa mga temptations na ito. Bakit ko sinabing hindi handa sa mga distractions? Kasi kung alam mong distraction ka, hindi mo ito i-entertain. Kaya nga, there are times that ina-advise ko, Katambay, na as we identify the things that we need to do, we also need to identify the distractions that steals our time, our focus. Okay? So, kung distraction sa'yo ang junk foods, then maybe you shouldn't buy junk food. Instead, you replace it with healthy foods. Okay? If distraction sa'yo ang social media, then maybe you should limit your exposure to that gadgets na meron ka. Self-discipline dapat. Alright? Let's move on. Number four. If you have unclear goals, you will lack self-discipline. Oo nga naman, kung hindi mo alam kung ano ang mga dapat mong gawin at gustong mangyari sa buhay mo, hindi mo alam kung ano nga bang pangarap mo at wala ka talaga nito, then I am telling you, walang rason para i-discipline mo ang sarili mo. kasi wala kang goals . Yun ang kailangan mong unang gawan ng disiplina sa sarili. Magsimula ka by setting the right goals. Balikan mo yung mga episodes that I shared here in my podcast, Katambay. Tinuro ko dyan yung tawag dito, how to have a smart goal. Okay? At kurugtong po nito, number five, why we are missing or lacking self-discipline is because there's no purpose. Hindi mo alam kung para saan, para kanino, bakit ko ba ito gagawin. So kung walang fuel, walang mangyayari. Walang self-discipline. Okay? Isa pang popular. Number six, procrastination. Yeah. Di ba? Very clear kung bakit hindi pa talaga nangyayari ang pangarap, kung bakit wala nga talagang self-discipline is we always tend to delay. We always tend to mamaya na lang. Be careful, Katambay, alright? I always say this, that delay is sometimes the devil's tactics. Para hindi ka umabot dun sa fullness, sa fulfillment ng buhay, and may you experience the abundance of life. Masaya siya kapag hindi ka successful, hindi ka accomplished sa buhay. Okay? So again, take note of this. Last, another cause why you lack and self-discipline or self-discipline is missing is Because you always tend to go for instant gratification. Ayan na. Yung tipong gusto mo, ngayon na kagad. Kasi gusto mong masaya na kagad. Pero hindi mo na practice yung pagdisiplina sa sarili na don't avail this muna para mas makaipon ka, para mas magkaroon ka ng makatipid kalalo for the rainy days. Gets? Parang ano yan, istorya ng langgam. Di ba? Ang langgam, no? Trabaho ng trabaho, ipon ng ipon. Pwede naman na siyang mag-avail ng kung ano-anong pwede niyang bilihin at gustuhin. Pero hindi. Trabaho pa rin siyang trabaho. Ipon lang ng ipon. Pero pagdating ng rainy days, ready siya. May mapaggagamitan siya. May mahuhugot siyang panggastos. Kasi, tawag dito, hindi siya nahulog doon sa instant gratification. Okay? Yan yung ibig pong sabihin niya. Now, these are the 7 causes. No? Maring meron pa pong iba, but ito ang gusto kong i-share sa inyo ngayon. Check mo katambay. Tawag dito, alin dito? You could, again, answer yung poll question that I put dyan sa Spotify and click whatever it is na sa tingin mo meron ka. So again, this is very important. Identifying the problem is good so that now we could address the problem and look for solutions. Okay? Now, I want to move forward and share the effects naman sa atin when we lack self-discipline. Okay, so now, katambay, what I need you to look at is, nandirito ka ba sa sitwasyon na ito? Alright? Para, alam mo yun, ma-realize mo na, oo nga, kailangan ko nang i-disiplina ang sarili ko. Okay? So, tawag dito, let's go through this. I have 8 items here that I will share to you quickly. And just listen. Tapos talagang tignan mo, alin ka, nasaan ka sa mga sitwasyon na ito. Alright, let's begin. Number 1, unhealthy lifestyle. Isa yan sa epekto if you lack self-discipline. Meaning, meron kang poor eating habits. Nakaka-relate ako dito. Okay? Dahil ako po ngayon ay pre-diabetic na. Tapos minomotitor pa yung BP ko. Ang dami kong gamot. Alright? Dati naman, hindi po ako ganito. So, nagkaroon talaga ako ng poor eating habits. Tawag dito, lagi akong nag-i-stress eating dahil ang daming ganap, ang daming ginagawa. So, yung pagod ko, dinadaan ko sa kakakain. Tapos, hindi na ako nakakapag-exercise. Ang steps ko, more of 3,000, 4,000 lang. Mas pinipili ko na lang na nakaupo at nakahilata, no? This all leads to health problems. Kaya nagiging unhealthy ang lifestyle. Tapos lagi pa akong puyat, lagi pa akong late matulog, tapos gigising after 4 hours, after 3 hours, no? Hindi talaga healthy. At dahil dyan, nakikita ninyo sa example ko katambay, this is my personal story, and this is really happening, and may epekto na. Yan nga, nung nagpa-laboratory ako, hindi maganda. Kaya ngayon naggagamot ako at bukod sa paggagamot ko ngayon is tawag dito dinidisiplina ko na ngayon. Okay, dinidisiplina ko na ngayon ang aking sarili. Now, awa ng Diyos, parang 1 week mahigit na po akong nakaka 10,000 steps uli. Tapos talagang nagbawas na po ako ng kain. Binawasan ko yung kanin, minsan nagba-brown rice na lang kami, more vegetables, more fruits. Iwas na sa matatamis ang kape ko ngayon. Wala nang sugar kasi sinabihan talaga ako ng doctor, huwag na ako mag-sugar. So, kailangan ko nang i-embrace muli yung tawag dito, pagdidisiplina sa sarili. Ayaw kong dumating sa panahon na ako po ay may sakit na talaga dahil hindi yun deserve ng aking anak at ng aking asawa. They deserve someone who is healthy and will be with them building beautiful memories together. Okay? So that's number 1. Number 2, effects of the lack of self-discipline is, well, financial problem. Kung wala kang disiplina dito, gastos ka ng gastos, bili ka ng bilay sa mga online selling, eh, kahit hindi mo naman kailangan, iniisip mo, mura lang. Pero alam mo yun, pag pinagsama-sama mo, ang laki na nagagastos mo. Kung hindi mo yun ginamit or binili, ang laki ng ipon mo. Think about it, Katambay. Alright? So, dito rin papasok yung sinasabi ko kanina, instant gratification. Kasi nga, gusto natin, meron kagad. Isa pang problema na madalas kong ma-encounter at marinig, mga, alam mo yun, lubog sa utang sa credit card. Kasi mag-a-avail, gagamitin yung credit card, pero wala naman palang kapasidad para bayaran yung binili. Kagaya niyan, lalabas yung iPhone 15. O bibili ka, pero gagamitin mo, utang. O eh, may kapasidad ka bang magbayad nung binili mong yan kung gumamit ka ng credit card? And then, might as well settle for a cheaper phone that is really functioning and working. Hindi naman kailangang kung ano yung trend at kailangang mamahalin basta nagpa-function in the way that you need it. Diba? So, kaya marami ang naghihirap. Mas pinipili yung tawag dito, luho. Mas pinipili yung makasabay sa trend, sabihin ng ibang tao, na in. Alright? Kesa yung isiping mabuti at idisiplina ang sarili na hindi naman kailangan at hindi talaga kaya. Okay? Ano pa? Effects of lack of self-discipline? Well, you get stuck. Diba? Kung wala kang self-discipline, walang progress. Kaya sa mga pangarap natin, if you're stuck, think about it, Katambay. Baka nawawalan ka ng disiplina sa sarili mo. Napapabayaan mo ang sarili mo. Kaya instead of moving forward, you get stuck. Alright? Ano pa? Ito, applicable din po ang relationship dito. Relationship problem. When you don't have self-discipline, nagkakaroon ng problema sa relasyon, sa pamilya, and even to your partner, to your loved ones, and sa karelasyon mo, sa boyfriend or sa girlfriend mo, and hindi lang, kahit sa mga kaibigan mo. Okay? Kasi nagbabago ang ugali mo. Okay? Nagiging toxic ka. And bukod pa dyan, you harm other people. Kaya nagkakaroon ng relationship problems. Okay? Ano pa? Number 5, missed opportunities. Dahil wala kang self-discipline, maraming oportunidad ka nang pinalagpas. Maraming opportunity din na alam mo yon, dumating na sa'yo, binigay na sa'yo ng Diyos, pero dahil nga wala kang disiplina sa sarili mo, napabayaan mo lang. Sayang, Katambay. Nawa, no? May we not miss this beautiful and blessed opportunities na dumadating sa buhay natin. Ano pa? Another effect is low self-esteem. Dahil nga maraming bagay kang napabayaan, you feel down. Nawala yung confidence mo sa sarili mo. You feel that there's nothing going right sa iyo. So bababa ngayon ang self-esteem mo. Okay? Gets mo? Katambay. Okay, now, another, mental and emotional stress. Yan, no? So, effect din ito ng lack of self-discipline. Okay? So, when we think about it, dahil wala tayong disiplina, ang tendency ay para tayong laging napapagod. Okay? Karugtong yan nung sinabi ko kanina ng low self-esteem. No? Iba yung effect sa atin. Iba yung pagod sa atin. Kaya kita nyo, even yung mental stress na avail natin dahil wala tayong disiplina sa sarili. No? And last, ito malungkot. No? Dahil wala kang disiplina sa sarili mo, and things are not working anymore sa'yo dahil nagpabaya ka, no? Anong tendency ngayon? You will always depend on others. Nakadepende na sa iba, ang ikakaangat mo, ang ikakaayos mo, ang ikakabuti mo, which is not right, no? Parang hinayaan mo na sila at ibinigay mo na sa kanila ang control, okay? At ang tendency, kapag hindi sila nakatulong sa'yo, ikaw pa ngayon yung magagamit, magagalit. Pero in the first place, sino bang nagkulang? Diba? Nag-gets mo ngayon, katambay? So these are the effects na pwedeng mangyari sa atin when we lack self-discipline. I pray, really, really pray, katambay, that you could see your situation here. And again, what's good is you could identify it kung nasaan ka and then start making that solution. Okay? Next week, I'm going to share naman the benefits. So I share the effects, the bad effects when we lack self-discipline. So next week, I'll talk more about why we need self-discipline. No? Ano yung mga benefits nito? Bakit ito importante sa atin. Now, let me end with a quote from Jim Rohn. And he said, "Self-discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments." And I truly agree with this, katambay. So sa lahat ng pinapangarap mo, excited na po ako, katambay. Because as we discuss self-discipline, I pray that we take that decision. We make that decision. We make that choice to do it. Nagampanan na maging mas disiplinado. No? At ngayon, our eyes are open. And now we realize why this is truly important. Tara, katambay, dasal tayo in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, sa grasya pong ito, sa mensaheng pong natanggap namin ngayon, at ang lahat ay itinataas na po namin sa inyo. Salamat po sa mensaheng tungkol sa self-discipline. Tulungan mo kami, Panginoon, na nawa ma-instill namin ang disiplina na kailangan po namin sa aming sarili. Salamat sa patuloy na paggabay at pagsuporta mo po sa amin, Panginoon. Lahat ng ito ay tinataas namin sa iyo with the prayers of Mama Mary and the prayers of Saint Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Maraming salamat po, katambay, for your time and for listening. I encourage you to please follow me dito po sa Spotify or Apple Podcasts or kung saan platform mo man ito pinakikinggan. Please din pakirate mo po itong podcast ko. Ha? Big help po sa akin yan para marami pa po tayong maimbitahan dito sa ating tambayan. You could also send a message po sa aking email, tambayanwithcoachlep@gmail.com. Maraming salamat muli, katambay. Thank you so much, The Abundance Network. Thank you so much, Jesus. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.